Hello people, welcome to the Slick Talk Show. I'm your host Rich, and today we're going to be talking again about football. Okay people, today I'm going to be talking about Thiago Silva. Now Thiago Silva, you know, played for 8 years at PSG, and he then signed 1 year contract with Chelsea. So he's going to be playing for Chelsea, you know, for the whole season. Now the reason why I'm talking about Thiago Silva, because he put some nonsense a couple of days ago during his press conference. I mean, one of the things he mentioned, he was asked was just say why coming to the Premier League and play it now, and this is what he said, and I quote, he said, you know, the Premier League is seen as being characterized, you know, by long ball, and that did not appeal to me. I know how to play that way, but my preference was to play football on the ground. I knew my quality. Now I had to address this. You know, for somebody, you know, it's always that, you know, the South American player, every time that's the complaint, you know, we all hear about from South American talking and complaining about a long ball, you know, in the Premier League. But really, they're not seeing the whole picture here. And pretty much when you're looking at Thiago Silva, we all have to remember where he's coming from. He's coming from the French League. You know, League One, the French League. Apart from PSG and maybe Monaco and Marseille, and some, I can maybe put Lyon on top of that as well. There's pretty much nobody else over there who can compete against PSG. They've got too much money, they've got too much power, there's no competition. I've been talking for the past few weeks, and every time I talk about free passes to get to the Champions League, there's maybe two leagues you can go to. One of them is the French League, the other one is the Bundesliga in Germany, and maybe I can put Spain as well there between Real Madrid and Barcelona. Those three leagues, people, if you want to get, if you easily want to win the title, you know, nationally, you know, the FA Cup or whatever cup they have over there, and the national title, and you easily want to get to the, you know, round of the Champions League, you then go to either France, you go to Spain, you go to Germany. Those are the places you need to go to if you easily want to win all those leagues. When you come down here in the Premier League, it's tough. Okay? It's tough to win here in the Premier League. It is really, really tough. You have to deal with Manchester United, Manchester City, Tottenham, you know, Arsenal. And then you go through the Everton, the Leicester, you know, the Tottenham. All those teams are willing to beat you. They can beat you anytime they want. Let me tell you something. It's tough. It's tough to win the league here in Premier League. And then you have those domestic titles. We talk about the FA Cup, the Carling Cup, and all that. This is tough. And then you have to go outside. You have to go to Europe and play the Champions League or Europa League. This is not easy. Now, I always thought, you know, you always hear about, you know, South America complaining about that. But really, what they're saying is they can't play here. They just can't play here. The level, you know, the toughness of football that's being played here in the UK, especially in the Premier League, is tough for them. They just can't do that. And now I need to address, you know, personally, you know, Thiago Silva, saying that the reason why he hasn't been playing for the Premier League up to this point is because now he's saying now there's technically, I mean, now people are playing tech, you know, playing the ball on the ground. You know, it's very much technical, you know, people playing from the back to the front and all that. And I'm saying, no, you're talking nonsense, because this has been going on for a while now. Yes, I give him that. Some team play long ball, but, you know, the top team, you know, play the ball on the ground. I mean, I'll give you an example. I mean, Man City, you know, they have a short, quick passing, you know, from, you know, from back to front. And basically link the defense, you know, with the offense to score goals. And technically, they're technically sound over there at Man City. Liverpool, that's high pressing tempo. You know what I mean? They use the fullback obviously to attack and basically rely on a very strong midfield, you know, to put pressure on the defender. So they've got, basically, it's a different extreme style of football when you come to Premier League. But yes, of course, you know, some team in the middle or right at the end will play a long ball because, you know, they maybe don't have the same quality of football player that the top team have. So they have to do what's best for them. So that's the reason. One thing Thiago Silva is not saying, you know, he moved to PSG, you know, from Milan. You know, PSG, again, that's exactly what I've been saying, is there's no competition in France. There's no competition in France. They have free passes to get to the Champions League. Here in the Premier League, you have to fight just to get to the top four. This is not guaranteed here. I mean, you can ask anybody. He knows that. He understands that. You do not turn up here. No, it's not like that. It used to be like that back in the days. Remember back in the days when Manchester and Arsenal used to run the league? It's not like that anymore. We've got about 5, 6, 7 teams that can push all the way. I mean, just think about last season. Think about last season. I mean, even Sheffield United, Leicester, all those teams were trying to get to the Champions League. This is tough here. This is tough. It's not about long ball. No, it's not about long ball. Not at all. It's just that it's tougher. The fixture are longer. You know, we've got too many competition. And then we have to go and fight in Europe just to win either the Champions League or Europa League. So for Thiago Silva to come out and say that the reason why he hasn't played, you know, to the Premier League is because of the long ball and because technically, you know, he like playing on the floor. I think this is rubbish. This is just nonsense. And I like to ask him, what type of competition? I mean, if I was one of the reporters, I'll be asking me, okay, so what type of competition you had over there in France? There's no competition against PSG. They've got all the best players. They're spending so much cash every year. But they can't even win the Champions League. They can't win the Champions League. The reason why that team was set up back in PSG, it was to win the Champions League. They had enough to win the league. I mean, they won 7 straight. I mean, since he moved, from 2012. It's been 7 years. You know, he won 7 league champions. You know, 7 league. He's been 7-time champion in France. You know, 5 coupe. You know, 5 French Cup in France, and he leaked PSG for the first time in the Champions League last season. You know, for the Champions League. The reason why that team was set up the way it's been set up like that to win Champions League. So pretty much he fell. At 36 years old, now he's playing for Chelsea. I'm definitely going to be watching. I'll be watching him and see how he's going to perform for Chelsea. You know, for somebody like that to say, I mean, this is unbelievable. This is tough to come here and play in the Premier League. This is not easy. This is not easy. You need to be strong. Physically, you need to be strong. And, you know, like not like some other league over there, we don't have a break here. We don't have a break here when comes Christmas. You have to play through Christmas. You have to play through Christmas. You know, the TV coverage is unbelievable. You know, China, you know, Africa, everybody watched the Premier League. Everybody. Everybody watch the Premier League. You know, this is one of, you know, the best well-known league in the world. You know, this is why all the best players want to come and play here. Now, I understand why he's been talking nonsense like that. The reason why, obviously, you can clearly see why, because the Ballon d'Or was between Ronaldo and Messi. You know, that's basically guys playing in Spain, and, you know, now Ronaldo plays for Italy. I give him that. But at the end of the day, when we talk about football, we're talking about 11 players on the field. You know, everybody, you have to play as a team. And the league, the Premier League, is more powerful because there's a better competition here. There's a better competition. I don't care what people say. You can tell me, okay, the best player, I mean, Messi is definitely one of the best players. Ronaldo is definitely one of the best players. But the best league is definitely right here in the Premier League. People, because to win the Premier League is tougher. In this league, I'm talking about the Premier League. If you want to win here in the Premier League, you need to choose. I tell you right now, every single coach, and I'm talking about the first, let's say, the top 5, top club, top 5 or top 6 club, when they go to those boardroom and sit down with the owner, they have to pick and choose whatever competitions they need to focus on. This is not happening in France. When Thiago Silva play in PSG, the requirement over there was first thing first to win everything domestically and then try to win the Champions League. Okay, in the Premier League, it doesn't work like that. In the Premier League, you have to pick and choose. You have to pick and choose. You have to ask the Man City, ask the Chelsea or the Tottenham. You can have a good, like, you can play well domestically, but that does not translate in the Champions League because you're focusing on the domestic league. Now, you can then start focusing on the Champions League and Europa League, but then that would then affect you to get even on the top 4 place for next season. This is how tough the Premier League is. For Thiago Silva to come out, you know, and say that, you know, the reason why, you know, he hasn't been playing for the Premier League is because we play long ball. I was going to be like, okay, what was the team was trying to get you back then? I just can't remember. I can't remember his name flying around here that, you know, somebody was trying to get Thiago Silva 6 or 7 years ago. I can't remember that. I just can't remember that. You know what I mean? I just can't remember that. He used to be the captain of Brazil. I mean, this guy at his level is okay. I just don't know. If he's like what we're talking about, Premier League material defender, I just don't know. I just don't know. I've seen those. I can't remember a South American player being a defender here in the UK. I mean, especially in the Premier League. This is tough. This is tough. You do not just turn up here. I mean, at 36 years old, I would love to see him play. I hope he's going to start playing so that I can see exactly what type of game he brings out. You know what I mean? Because, you know, when you say stuff like that, you have to back it up. You have to back it up. Because the player and the striker now, they're listening. They're listening and they're watching. So they're going to try him. They're going to try to figure out if he's fast enough to come and play here. This is a fast league. Fast, strong, and physical league. I mean, this is not easy to play in the Premier League. It's coming from an easy French league where, you know, nobody could beat them. Nobody can beat PSG right now. They're winning every single season. That team over there is built to win the Champions League. And thinking about Champions League, they didn't manage to win the Champions League at all, even with that team. They didn't manage to win that. So for him to say something like that, you know, is I find that a bit disrespectful, I have to say. You can say, okay, it's a bit hard to play here. It's a bit physical to play here. But to say because of a long ball, I think that's a bit unfair. Yes. You know, we had some long ball team that play like that. Yeah, because they don't have the same quality. But you've got Man City, you've got Manchester United, you've got Liverpool, you've got Chelsea. I mean, Chelsea, let's just say, you know, the style of Chelsea was what? You know, defense, organization, and counter-attack. They soak up the pressure and then hit team on break. Okay, I'll give you that for Chelsea. For Liverpool, it's what? High-pressure tempo team. They use the fullback to attack and basically rely on that midfield, you know, to push on and put pressure on the opposition. And Man City, you know, short, quick passes from the back. You know, Manchester United, pressing, no, we don't do pressing, but really much attack from midfield all the way through, you know, and from the flank as well. So there's a different type of style that you can find in the Premier League. As a top player, really, it's like a menu. You're looking at the Premier League, you can pick and choose where you want to play depending on the style that you want to have. I don't believe that 6-7 years ago, everybody right here in the UK or probably in the Premier League were playing long ball. I don't think so. But I tell him this. I can tell him this. Over there in Paris or over there in France, there's no competition. He was playing with no competition at all. Now he's coming to the competition. He's 36 years old. He better be fit. Because guys here, the striker here are fast, and very powerful. He better be fit because next time I will remember that. And I'm going to be watching Thiago Silva. I'm going to be watching, and every time he stinks to join, I'll be coming back here and talk about him, that's for sure. You know, to come out from a Pub League, from the French League, and come out here and say that because, you know, he didn't play in the Premier League because of the long ball, that's completely nonsense and disrespectful to the league. But I'll be watching Thiago Silva, and let's see what he has to bring on the table. Okay, people, that's all I have for you today. Thank you very much, and I hope you stay tuned for tomorrow. Thank you, then. Good night.